You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show, and on the line we have got the wonderful Shane Carter. Morena, Shane, how are you this morning?
Hey, mate, I'm very good, actually. Yeah, I'm a bit under assault here, because we were just discussing off air that they've decided, I'm in these apartment buildings, and they've decided to have fire alarm tests.
So it'll just add a flavour of excitement to the chat, I reckon.
So if you hear this huge apocalyptic screaming in the background, it's not excitement about what we're about to talk about. It's it's fire alarm testing. But yeah, it's going off every 5 minutes, so I fully expect to all of us to be given a fright. There we go.
There we go. Just on cue.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nice. I mean, it must be good for the blood pressure this morning, Shane, I have to say.
Yeah, well, the other day, so I'm sort of living in this area where there's quite a few apartments, and they all went off at once, and
oh
it was a false alarm. But it went off for an hour, like this.
That would drive you absolutely bonkers, wouldn't it?
But it was about 40 of them, because there's about three per house, and they're all really loud,
wow.
And they're all going in unison, but slightly out of sync with each other. So it was just the sea-soaring nightmare,
almost like a performance art drone piece or something. Maybe you could sort of reframe it like that if you're really trying to be Pollyanna about it. We're here to talk about something very exciting, Shane.
Very Dunedin Underground, yes.
Totally Dunedin Underground, heralded by sirens this morning. The return of Dimmer. You played an amazing series of live shows last year, which I think were for a lot of people the highlight of the gigging calendar. And you're going to be playing some more this year, plus celebrating a live double album, which is coming out. And that includes recordings from those shows you played last year. This sounds like it's been a fruitful time for you. What's been happening?
I loved that tour last year with the Dimmer Band, and thankfully Radio New Zealand recorded three nights at the Hollywood, so I think they've actually aired some of those tunes, but they gave the material to us to do with what we wanted, and so it included all the album songs, because we're touring the I Believe You Are a Star album, but there's a whole bunch of other stuff we played as well, but all that got recorded, and I usually find live recordings quite hard to listen to, because like a lot of musicians, you're sort of perfectionist and you hear all the mistakes and blah, blah, blah. And I loved how good the band sounded and how good the material sounded. I was really surprised. And so we're going to release it as a double album and live at the Hollywood. And yeah, just going back, the whole live thing, I was just thinking about it just before I came on air, actually, while the sirens were screaming through my head, that, unrelated, of course, that, in the last 4 years or something, I think I've played less than a dozen gigs.
Wow.
Probably like a lot of musicians in this country. And, and I'm a full-time musician too. Well, that's what I do for a living, So, every excuse to take this excellent Dimmer Band back out on the boards again. Yeah,
totally. And it is an excellent band that you've got. Do you want to run us through the lineup that's played on the live versions that we've got coming out? Because that's quite a cool crew of people you pulled together for this.
Yeah, so we've got my old cohorts, James Duncan, bass and guitar, Gary Sullivan on drums. I've played with those guys for ages, they've always been a big part of the Dimmer Band and its various incarnations. But you brought in some other sort of younger musicians for the tour last year, and they're still on board. Louisa Nicklin's playing guitar and doing some singing. Neve Strang's, here we go.
Neve Strang.
I'm very excited about the inclusion of Louisa. Can you give it up for Neve Strang? No,
not quite.
But it will shortly. And Neve, she's. I met Neve. I was mentoring her at high school about
four
or 5 years ago, and so that's how I first came across Neve. But yeah, she's doing BVs and sort of percussive stuff, and then we've got Durham Fennec who's sort of doing keyboardy stuff. So it's what I really liked about the band was that it was a broad range of people, the younger members sort of brought some, energy to the old codgers and up the front and all that kind of thing. I don't know, but I kind of feel like it's music for everybody. So it's really good to have everybody playing it.
I think that was what was so special about those gigs, Shane, was that this album, I Believe You Are a Star, has meant a lot to now a couple of generations of music people, and particularly BFM listeners, very excited to hear that live for the first time in a very long time. It must have been a special experience for you to be playing it as well. What was it like getting back up there and, I guess, giving these songs another spin with a new crew of people?
Well, it was an expanded crew of people, so I really felt like I could do justice to the material, whereas previously I'd played with three or four piece bands and it was kind of like rock versions of what I'd done. But I sort of always imagined something a bit slyer and bigger than that, and I actually really like the idea of a whole bunch of people on stage playing very little, you know, and everyone playing not very much, but it adding to this sort of beautiful entire entity, you know. So but look, you know, so often, and I think any musician and probably most artists will tell you that quite often you just feel like you're pissing in the wind and to actually, or shouting into the great vortex or into the Grand Canyon. But when you realize that your stuff does connect with other people, even no matter what kind of modest level or whatever, you know, that's your reward, you know, that, I don't know, it's some kind of ideal to express stuff that other people feel and dig, you know? And that's what I've learned in my journey.
Yeah,
but it's true, you know.
And, yeah, it is.
It's just really lovely to be able to play that and to get that kind of response. Think, this does matter to some people, and it makes people feel better. And it's sort of this groovy thing to drop into people's lives, you know.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, great. I loved it. And yeah, so we're going to go out and play again, and you know, we probably won't revolve it totally around the album like last time, but. You know, sort of do sort of mix and match of sort of newer stuff and et cetera, et cetera. But it was really great also just to go out and play some of those like quieter songs from that album that we could never really perform in the previous lineups.
Yeah.
And with that lineup, we were able to do it. And the other thing too is that stuff still sounds real good. And it's just the truism that good music of any ilk is always going to be good music if it's true. Stuff like that doesn't date, you know, if it's good.
Yeah, for sure. And I think also having it in the beautiful setting of somewhere like the Hollywood is so lovely as well, because putting it in a theatre gives it a different context too, particularly when you get to those quieter songs or songs you might not necessarily have put on your rock lineup in previous iterations of the project. It's a really special thing to be able to kind of think about that space too. And you've picked some pretty cool spots for your new tour.
Come on, everybody.
All together now.
Yeah.
you're heading all around the country. Otiputi, Hanover Hall, Ototahi at the James Hay Theatre, Pōneke, you're going to be at Old St. Paul's, and then up here in Tamaki Makaurau at the Mighty Power Station on the 2nd of December, which is very exciting stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is about theatres is that they're kind of more, they're quieter, more contemplative places, you know. And, you know, contemplation, it's a lost art. It's getting a lost art in the swipe age, isn't it?
It is.
The time for contemplation. And also, I think, even though I've staggered in my youth through many a booze bar, I think, you know, the whole booze barn thing, like back in the day where everyone played the pub circuit and all that kind of stuff, I don't think it's good for music, you know, and that you sort of start playing, shaping your music for people to drink beer to and get drunk to, you know, and that can, I don't know, it sort of makes stuff...
there's a time and a place maybe for that, but not for everything. You want to be able to have other sounds in that too, perhaps.
Well, everyone at some point in their life wants to get wasted and to jump around and fall over.
Maybe you're not in that stage, Shane, at the moment. Is that what you're saying?
I've gone past that stage. Now I just want to sit down.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I'm sure we'll all be able to rally a bit of energy
for the tour.
Hard out, yep, for sure. Power Station.
There'll be lots of sleeping and sitting down between.
Power Station's going to be a great space for it up here in Auckland. Very much looking forward to hearing the live versions again. You're pressing it to vinyl, and that will be available at the gigs, and then also I think there'll be a pre-order possibly before then too. Is that right, Shane?
Apparently so, apparently so.
Excellent stuff. We'll keep our ears and our eyes out for that. We're going to have a listen now to one of those tracks. This is Pendulum, recorded live at the Hollywood from the forthcoming live album. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning, Shane. I like this song too. Have a great rest of your day.
Nice one, mate.
Good luck with the sirens.
Cheers, buddy. Bye.
Bye.
And the pendulum is swinging, it's like clockwork on the hour. If there's one thing to depend upon, it's a sudden drop in power. Like a switch come down on everything, enough to put you out. Like 1 minute there you're humming, and the next one going down. Because you've cried and you've dug yourself in deep, doesn't mean you are so special, doesn't mean that it will keep. Cause the pendulum is swinging and we go with every sweep. Like that minute that I had you and the next one you had me. Switch come down on everything, everything, everything. Don't you fret, your day will come. Sure as if by pendulum, pendulum, pendulum. Just because you've passed and you've set both of your feet, doesn't mean you are so special, doesn't mean you miss a beat. Cause the pendulum is swinging and you can't just fall asleep. Like that minute there I passed you and the next one you passed me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.